It's time. It is the most wonderful time of the day. Arthur Schwartz, the food mensch. Yay. Hello, Arthur Schwartz, food mensch. How are you?
Yay.
Yay.
I'm cool. And I'm staying cool. And I'm eating a lot of fruit. Now, this is, you know, I don't know, this is cosmic. You're into cosmic. But the other day, I was reading, I don't even remember whose blog or whatever, and they were talking about, and I know this person, and she's in her early 40s, and she was talking about fruit salad as if it was ancient food, something that her grandmother ate. Well, I'm old enough to be her father, that's for sure. Grandfather, I'm a little on the edge there. But I, you know, do we all remember when the main if you went to even a fancy restaurant, the appetizers basically were either a fruit cup, as they called it, tomato juice, or sometimes they would make it tomato cocktail. And I don't even remember what, there was a third thing. But I grew up in the 50s with fruit as a first course. And fruit cup was surely, if, in a restaurant, was a treat, I always thought, to get the fruit cup first. Because in our house, we did have fruit salad, but it was from a can. I'm sure we all had that, no?
Yes, we all had it. Some of us preferred the green, but yes, we all had it.
Well, you know, my grandmother, not my mother, but I do remember my grandmother on occasion making a jello mold with a fruit cocktail in it. And I liked it because I liked the fruit cocktail. And I still like fruit. Within recent memory, I should say, bought a can of fruit cocktail, and it was as delicious as it was when I was 8 years old. So that's a dangerous thing for me to keep around the house, I suppose. Anyway, I make my own fruit salad these days, and I call it Macedonia, or Macedonia in Italian, Macedonia di frutta. And it is old-fashioned, in that I only fairly recently commented to my friends in Rome that I never see it on a menu anymore, and they looked at me like, are you ancient or what? Well, if I find a restaurant in Italy that still has Macedonia or Macedonia on the menu, I know I'm in for an old-fashioned treat. But I make it myself. And this is, of course, a fruit time of the year, so it's a great time to be making fruit salad, especially when some of the fruit's quite mediocre. You put it all together in a bowl together, it tastes much better. So on that note, I have been eating peaches from different places the last, oh, I don't know, it's got to be a couple months now, and I have yet to eat a great peach, or even actually a good peach. I like my peaches a little on the tart side, so that's okay. I've been eating the tart ones, but I have yet to find that juicy, sweet peach of my dreams and of my youth, and of my not that long ago, in fact. But so Macedonia or Macedonia, so it's named for an area that we basically would say is northern Greece today. In fact, northern Greece is called Macedonia. But there is also an independent country called North Macedonia, which is a break off from the old Yugoslavia. So there is, in fact, a nation called Macedonia. Now, if you ask an Italian, why do you call fruit salad Macedonia, I don't know what they'll say. They'll all make up a story, but the one that I heard most is that ancient Macedonia was a place where many different people lived. So it's like a fruit salad where you have many different fruits. Now, so I did a little research on this to see if that was true, and I found no evidence that there were many different ethnic groups in ancient Macedonia, but there were several languages spoken, so maybe that's where it comes from. In any case, I don't know anybody who calls their fruit salad a Macedonia anymore, but I do. So here's my formula. I actually have a formula for this because I make it often enough, and I like a fruit salad in the middle of the winter, not just now. So this is my basic fruit salad, winter or summer or spring or fall. one large apple or two apples that aren't so large. I don't like to peel my apples, and in fact, I want them red because I want the color in the salad. But cored, sure, and cut into, I don't know, half-inch dice, no bigger than half-inch dice. An orange. Now, I want two kinds of oranges here, or I need orange juice for this. So a half a cup of orange juice. You can buy freshly squeezed orange juice in most markets these days, so you don't have to do it yourself. But if you want to, it's going to be about the juice of two juice oranges. I would buy and a little extra in any case. And then one beautiful navel orange that you can peel and cut into segments and then in the segments into pieces. So now we have in a bowl a half a cup of orange juice, an orange cut up into pieces, one large apple or maybe two smaller apples, also cut into pieces, and that's the bait. And then you're going to put in a banana. Now, in the winter, these are fruits that you can get all year, so it's a good winter base. The banana sitting in the orange juice will actually sweeten up the whole thing because the action of the acid orange juice and a ripe banana creates some general sweetness. I won't say the banana dissolves. It doesn't dissolve, but it does sort of break down enough to sweeten the whole thing. If you want to add sugar later, you can, but I never do. But I do add something sweet later. But anyway, to that you could add whatever fruit you want. Now, in the winter, most likely I'm using grapes, seedless grapes, which I'll cut in half, purple, green, it doesn't matter. A pear. If you can get a ripe pear or a nice crisp, a Bosque pear, that's the Christmas is nice, and then you already have a crisp apple. Pineapple in the winter. Mango, any tropical fruits in the winter. But now, you can add those mediocre peaches. You know, if you can get freestone peaches, it's so much easier. But even if not, you can cut the peaches into pieces and put that in the bowl. Nectarines, I find, are way more dependable than peaches. And, of course, we have a lot of berries. In fact, there was just a big story in the Times about why we have berries now all year. Now, I got to say, they're not always wonderful berries. And the wonderful berries can be quite expensive. They were, in my market, they were $12 a quart the other day. That's local Long Island berries. But there are all these farmed berries out there. And in fact, I had some sensational branded strawberries recently. They were very crisp, which was strange, but still very sweet. And they would be perfect for a fruit salad because you could dice them up and they wouldn't disintegrate. You should add berries at the very end. So you can make your base. You can even let it sit overnight in the refrigerator. And then you can add peaches, nectarines, plums, the grapes, all that, but not the berries. And no cherries. The cherries will and the berries will stain it. And also, berries tend to bleed out very quickly. So in the sweet mixture, with the orange juice, they're going to turn the whole thing pink, which, I don't know. I don't want it. In any case, you can add melon balls. Does everybody still have a melon baller, or is that one of those grandma things?
Somewhere in the drawer is a melon baller.
Ah, there you go. You never use it. I use mine frequently, actually.
Because, there are all sorts of things that you can do with it. Well, then you say there
other
are
than
all
making
sorts
melon balls.
Exactly. Right.
So anyway, so now that you have this beautiful fresh fruit mixture, and if you don't have enough juice, add a little. You want it juicy. I don't, as I said, I don't add sugar to mine, but I do add something sweet, which is to say a liqueur. Now, there are a whole bunch of liqueurs that you could add to a fruit salad, anything based on fruit, of course. For instance, Grand Marnier or Triple Sec, which are orange-flavored liqueurs, but the traditional one for an Italian Macedonia would be either Mandarino, which is a mandarin liqueur, mandarins being kind of like we know what mandarins are, a little citrus fruit, or the other one that I really love is Maraschino. Now, Maraschino is actually a type of cherry. has nothing to do with those artificially colored cherries that we buy in a jar. However, I do buy my real maraschinos in a jar as well, and maraschino liqueur. And the brand is Luxardo, Luxardo. And I have to say, I had a lot of trouble remembering the whole thing with the Luxardo until I looked at pictures of the different maraschino products, and I realized that what I had was the bottle that has straw, is covered in straw. In my 20s, I'm sure that was the main attraction for me to buy this stuff. I loved having it on the counter because it was so colorful. An Italian liqueur, the bottle covered in straw. And by the way, I've recently seen that in my local liquor store. In the small bottle, you don't need a big bottle of this. A small bottle, I think it was $25 for 375 milliliters. That's a half of a big bottle. You use very little of it. I mean, really, a couple in a basic fruit salad based on, you know, an orange, a half cup of orange juice, an apple, blah, blah. You know, you don't need more than 2 tablespoons of maraschino, and it really does the job. By the way, you can buy the cherries themselves in a jar. And they're pretty expensive also. But I've noticed lately, because I sometimes order like a Manhattan, which is garnished with a cherry, that the good bars are using these wonderful Luxardo cherries. They're very chewy cherries, delicious cherries. The other liqueur, Mandarino, is also made by Luxardo. By the way, it's interesting. Luxardo was originally a Croatian company, but with the borders of states changing as rapidly as they used to in Europe, it's now part of Italy. So, and it's made in Italy. So the Italians consider it Italian, even though the company, by the way, is named Luxardo, is named after it's a family name, and it's not actually, although you could think it was Italian, it wasn't at all. The other spirit, you know, you can add any kind of spirit that you like because it's all fruit-based, like limoncello. I always have some limoncello in the house, and a couple of shots of limoncello would be terrific in a fruit salad. Or what else? Oh, kirsch. That's the kirsch is made from the pits of cherries. It's a distilled product. It's clear. It's strong. And it has a very haunting kind of fruit flavor, including a touch of almond in the flavor. And that's delicious in a fruit salad. Listen, you could put vodka in the fruit salad, too, if all you want is a little alcohol added. But I think it's better to have alcohol that's been flavored with something. For instance, my homemade raspberry liqueur, which you make just by steeping the raspberries in grain alcohol and then adding sugar syrup. That's terrific as a sweetener. But as I say, you only need a few tablespoons at most. Anyway, this is definitely one of those spiels that makes me hungry myself. And so no doubt I will have to make my own salad later. I don't have the fruit in the house, but I will. That's it. I don't know. I'm not turning the heat on today. Or is it tomorrow that's going to be 100? I can't keep up
starting,
with it.
Starting, I don't know. I think today. I think you're going to need it today. I think you're going to need it today and going forward.
Yep.
Because you want to get ahead of it. What do you only eat fruit salad, or do you have anything along with it, or?
No, it's dessert.
Oh, okay. Not the beginning of the meal.
No, it's dessert. A nice big bowl of fruit salad, dessert. And, you know, healthy dessert. You don't have to beat it up too much. And you don't have to sweeten it at all, really, if the fruit is ripe. I have to say, you know, in Italy, it used to be a standard trattoria item. Standard. Now I hardly ever see it. And when was the last time you saw fruit cup on a menu in New York? or, you know, or in the U.S., period. Who would eat fruit cup these days? When I was a kid, as I said, I was a child of the 50s. I don't know where this came from, but mothers in the 50s served a lot of fruit. My mother had, in the winter, we had grapefruit to start the meal. I don't know if you did this in your household. And in the summer, we had cantaloupe to start
Check.
the meal, without the prosciutto.
No, both. The meal, winter was grapefruit, and summer was, I'm a cantaloupe addict.
My mother was a star grapefruit segmenter. My father did not like to put too much work into his half grapefruit. So my mother learned how to really do a beautiful segmenting job with that special grapefruit knife. I haven't seen one of those in years. I may have my mother's here.
I have one. I might have two. Because every time
Well,
I saw my mother, for the kids, made what she called, quote, special oranges. And the oranges were cut in half, and then they were segmented like my father's
like
grapefruit.
Grapefruit.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know, after my father cleaned out the grapefruit and squeezed out the last drops of juice into his spoon, you really was bare bone. My mother had done such a great job, you didn't see any flesh really left. How did he squeeze out juice? There was no flesh left in the grapefruit. But that was a good skill to have, given my father's needs. Also, this made me think, my father's needs. My father, like an Italian, although he wasn't, ate everything on a separate plate, meaning the main course was on one big plate, and the side dishes were on smaller, separate plates. So this was the excuse for my mother in 1951 or two to get the first dishwasher on the block. And, you know, actually, we moved into our house in 19. I always thought it was 51, but I recently talked to an old neighbor of mine in his 80s, and he said, no, I'm a few years older than you, and I remember distinctly it was 1952 when you guys moved in. So my mother had a dishwasher in 1952 because my father wanted all these different plates for dinner. Ay, memories. So anyway, have a fruity week.
Stay cool.
Stay cool.
And
that's about it.
About it? Okay.
That's all I have to say today.
Okay, well, if that's all you have to say today, then that's all you have to say today.
Yeah.
I am going to just ask one quick question. Did your mother ever, and we have talked about this before, and I just can't remember the answer. Did she ever give you grapes with either creme fraiche or sour cream and brown
No.
sugar on them?
We had a lot of things with sour cream, but not grapes.
Okay.
We had potatoes and sour cream. We had various berries and sour cream, which I still love. I love it all. I love sour cream. But
yep.
We never had grapes, no. But, you know, there was a thing, and it was called farmer's caviar. Maybe your mother was trying to imitate that. That was cottage cheese, sour cream, and fruit. No.
No. She did something else completely. Cottage cheese, sour cream, and chives and salt and pepper. She would.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that on.
Add potatoes and noodles to that, and I'm there.
Yeah. That on wheat thins before they became different. Was just, you could just sit on a, I just read a book and eat that.
Okay.
Anyway, all
it's
right.
It's a summer thing. My mother gave us sour cream and a lot during the summer. Even if the and was like potatoes or noodles, which had to be boiled, but you know, it didn't heat up the kitchen. Now, I still have the same attitude, by the way. We have various things with sour cream, even if I have to boil the noodles or boil the potatoes or the vegetables, whatever. So, but today it's fruit.
Aye, aye, sir. All right. Thank you so much.
No, always my pleasure.
Love to Bob, and Talk to you next
We'll talk
time.
soon.
Yeah, always good. Thank you very much. This has been Arthur Schwartz, the Food Mensch on Robin Hood Radio.